You are here listening to Cristo La Rock, KWRD, 100.7 FM, The Word. And I'm back here with Tina and Angie. And we were just sharing about faith. And I want to keep talking to you a little bit about more. But we still also want to share just some stuff that we have, you know, going on. And so if any of y'all want to start sharing something, that just jump in. And, you know, you're welcome to
jump in. All right.
The last segment, we were talking about faith. And I really believe faith is such an important thing in this time and age. Because if we can walk by faith, then we can do a lot of things. And we can see the impossible come to possible. So we had shared Hebrews 11:1, which is one of my favorite verses on the Bible. And I thought that would be really neat. Estábamos compartiendo con toda la audiencia cómo estábamos hablando de la fe en este tiempo, en este momento. Porque la fe es muy importante en este tiempo de este tiempo en que estamos viviendo. So, si quieren compartir, if y'all want to start sharing.
Yes, this is Maria Angela, known as Angie. I'm from the Grief Recovery to the World Ministry. And you are listening to Crystal the Rock, KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word. We are, like Norma said, speaking on faith. One of my favorite verses or stories in the Bible about faith is Romans 10:17 says that faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. And that's exactly what you're doing here on 100.7 FM here with Crystal the Rock bilingual Christian radio program. Romanos 10:17 nos dice que así que la fe es por el oír y el oír por la palabra de Dios. Así es de que usted está escuchando a Cristo the Rock, KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word. Estamos hablando de fe y Romanos 10:17 nos dice que viene por al oír y es lo que usted está haciendo hoy en este momento, escuchando para que le incremente la fe en el Señor Jesús.
Y conociendo esta palabra, knowing the word, and just, you know what, relating it with such a passion, with such a love to the world, relacionándolo al mundo en este tiempo es lo más importante, the best thing that we can do out here. And I remember one day me and Tina were sharing something, and I told her, en ese tiempo, these times, this is how God works faith in
yes.
us. Y es como empieza a trabajar. And Tina,
it's
do you remember
story.
That day?
Tell him.
I think
tell
it was
sister.
Amazing. Oh, you go, girl. Okay. Let me tell you, I remember just driving up to the gas station. Y estaba manejando mi carro. And what is the first thing you do? You look up
the
and
price.
See, what is the price? Oh, my gosh. You know, Exxon has it cheaper over there. And, you know, I don't know, 7-Eleven has it a cent cheaper. Y vemos la diferencia, un centavo de diferencia. And we will literally go maybe a mile away to get the 1 cent cheaper. Y me acuerdo, y me bajé, and I got down out of my car. And, of course, the first thing I wanted to know, how much am I going to pay for my gas? ¿Cuánto iba a pagar en ese momento? Y cuando me bajé, I remember just the Holy Spirit dealing with me, el Espíritu Santo relacionándome a esto y diciendo, why do you care? Am I not your father? Y dije, what? Y yo dije, ¿qué? ¿Por qué te importa lo que cuesta el gas? ¿No soy tu padre? Dijo, cuando tú empieces, when you start walking this type of faith, cuando tú empieces a caminar ese tipo de fe, entonces ya no vas a estar viendo el sign para ver cuánto cuesta el gas. You're not going to keep looking at the sign because you're going to trust me that every time you go into your gas station mm-hmm. and you need gas, you're just going to pump it in. Mm-hmm. Y vas a estar poniendo gas y sabes que yo me preocupo cómo va a llegar a tu carro, tú preocupate de echarlo. So you worry about pumping it in and I worry about how it gets into your
Exactamente.
Car. So don't worry about it. And I said, isn't that God?
Exactamente.
So tengo más de un año que no sé ni cuánto cuesta el gas. It has been over a year that I can't even begin to tell you how much gas is because that's our God. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord, you know?
Absolutely. We have to walk that way. No other option.
Amen. Amen.
No other
I'm
option.
Excited about that type of walk. The church and the world needs to see us walk that walk. Necesitamos ver que estamos caminando en ese tipo de vida que estamos viviendo porque creemos en un Dios vivo because we believe in a great God and we have an awesome God. So praise the Lord, you know? And I'm excited about these times. And this that we're doing, esto que estamos haciendo es por fe, is by faith. We're, yes. You know what? We're turning in our seed. y we're believing that the harvest is ready to receive it. Que está preparado para recibir lo que tenemos en este tiempo. Entonces, aquí estamos animándolo. We're here to encourage you that even though there's doubts and fears, que tenemos cosas que no nos dan y que tenemos ese temor, el Señor puede y es más que suficiente para hacer lo que tiene que hacer. He's more than sufficient to make it happen.
Absolutely.
For us. So praise God for that. You know,
and we were talking about the economy last Saturday, for those of you who hadn't tuned in. And Pastor Mendoza was talking about having a home. And you know what? If those of you out there have lost their home, or your home rather, the bank has come and repossessed your home, or you've lost it due to financial stress, don't worry. It's temporary. It's really just temporary, because we have the biggest and the most coveted home at the Lord's side waiting for us. And no tornado, no hurricane, nothing can tear that down.
And how do we present that? Porque, see, if I say I have a living God, I believe in this God, they have to see it in us, in all things, not in one, but in all things. Tienen que ellos ver que nosotros de verdad lo que estamos clamando y creyendo lo estamos viviendo. That we're truly, I mean, you go to a Muslim and they are going to tell you, oh, I believe, you know, and they pray and all that. Hey, we have our God, and we're saying we have the truth, and yet we're still looking at the prices on everything, you know? I mean, just coincidentally, en una coincidencia, estaba viendo cómo nosotros cristianos podemos meternos en ese tipo de fe. Well, how do we step into that type of faith without seeing but yet believing?
Right. And you know, Sister Norma and Tina, it's not enough to have faith, because did you know that we weren't the only ones that believe in God? Demons also know that there is a God. So we have to have more faith than the demons. We have to put walk the talk. And this is exactly what we're doing here on The Word. We are putting our faith to the test here as well. Most of us are here by faith, starting another ministry. We already have a ministry and expenses elsewhere. But again, we've started something new, the bilingual Spanish program here, Cristo the Rock. And we're doing this by faith. And so we are walking the talk. So we're not just here saying something that we ourselves are not doing.
Exactly. Y sabemos que el mundo nos espera, the world eagerly awaits for us Christians to come out and step that type of faith. They have to see the signs and wonders. Ellos tienen que empezar a ver eso. Y gloria a Dios, I'm excited to be here. This is such a step of faith for each one of us. Mm-hmm. Estamos tomando ese tipo de fe, diciendo ahora lo vamos a, in the name of Jesus, we can do all things through Christ, because that's who I rely on. Esa es mi esperanza. Ese es todo para mí. Entonces, cuando yo empiezo a caminar esa fe, move out, move world, muévete todo, you know, muévanse, get out my way, you know.
Sí.
And so we're going to step into a song right now, and we want to share something with you, and we want to give you a little bit of what blesses us, and hopefully it'll bless you, para que te bendiga en este momento. Y acuérdate, estás oyendo Cristo the Rock, KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word, and we're going into a song.
Muy bien, hermanos, gracias por sintonizar. Vamos a escuchar una canción de Marino. Disfrútela.
All that here on Crystal the Rock, 100.7 FM. The Word.
Santo. Llevándolo alzo mis manos al cielo y Cristo fuerza me da. A veces me siento débil, ya no puedo escalar. Alzo mis manos al cielo y Cristo fuerza me da. Ya viene la recompensa, ya no voy a llorar. Tengo a Cristo en mi vida, por eso quiero escalar. Ya viene la recompensa, ya no voy a llorar. Tengo a Cristo en mi vida, por eso quiero escalar.
¡Aleluya!
We're back at Cristo La Rock, KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word. And we are excited to have you listening to us this day. Estamos tan excitados para que sabemos que tú estás oyéndonos, estás recibiendo, esperamos que estás recibiendo algo poderoso en esta noche. We're waiting and believing that you're receiving something great and powerful tonight. So we're here with Tina again and Angie and myself, and we're excited.
Absolutely. And if someone's listening and they don't have a church home, we have tons and tons of great churches here. I'm new to Dallas, and when I found out that you guys have 4,600 churches,
just
that's
a little
so
bit.
Incredible. So there's so many great churches, you guys. If you have a need to reach out to us, we would love to reach back and point you in the direction of a great church. You can log on to our website. It's www.crystaltherock.com, and just even if you have a line or two, you want to mention something that you'd like for us to talk about next time, or praises, or if you didn't like it at all, we'd love to hear that too, right guys? So
right. Yes.
Please make sure to give us some feedback. Again, crystaltherock.com.
You know, sisters, tonight is Halloween. How about if we pray for someone that's out there that is listening to us and wants to give their life to the Lord? What a great night to do it on, you know, on Halloween night, for them to give their hearts to Jesus. How about if
absolutely
if we pray? And I'd like to say a few words to our listeners. If you're going through a hard time, we want you to know that you're not alone. This is one of the purposes of Cristo the Rock, is that we want to be here for you. We want to pray for you, and we would like for you to continue listening to us every Saturday night, starting at
9 p.m.
Yeah, that's
with Sabor Latino.
Sabor Latino, and then we are followed by them at 10:30 every Saturday night
until 1 a.m.
Wow,
4 hours of great stuff. Please jump on.
And we know that there are many people in the area on the freeways here locally and nationwide that could possibly be listening to us on the internet. And we want to just say that, you have chosen to do the best thing, which is listen to the Word of God. On this Halloween night, you have chosen the correct thing, which is to stay tuned to Crystal the Rock, where you're going to listen to music with a message.
So vamos a orar en este momento. Si Angie nos dirige en esa oración, she's going to go ahead and direct us in that prayer. And we're believing that one of you out there is really listening and tuning in and giving your life at this very moment, sabiendo que tú estás dando tu vida al Señor. Y gracias por oír, porque esto sabemos que va a impactar tu vida para el resto de tu vida.
Heavenly Father, we just pray and lift our brothers and sisters listening on the radio right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, we put them in your palm and we say, protect them, Lord. We ask you in the name of Jesus to just minister to this person, this individual, Father. He may be or she may be going through a hard time tonight. And we believe in you, Father God. We believe that you can come and you can make a difference in our hearts. And I pray right now for the individual who has focused on this radio station and is willing to start a new life spiritually and would like to turn their lives over to you. We just pray and we stand in the gap for them. And we ask you, Father God, to continue listening to his petitions, her petitions. Your word says that you give the heart's desires of those who delight themselves in you. And tonight we're just delighting ourselves in you and your word, Lord. And we believe that you will give us our heart's desires because of that, because your word is true. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I just want to pray over my brother, my sister, who is listening right now and who is wanting to make a difference and wants to change their life. And what a wonderful night it is for them to come to the Lord for the first time. And we just want to just lift them up to you, Lord, and we just give liberty to the Holy Spirit to continue to console them and teach them and guide them in the ways of the Lord. And we believe that this is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Gloria a Dios. Amen. Y no se te olvide que estás oyendo a Cristo the Rock, KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word. Y que aquí vamos a estar en este momento oyendo tu petición. Y como dijo Tina, ve al website. Dinos, tell us what you feel about this program. ¿Qué quieres que cambiemos? ¿Qué quieres oír? ¿Qué tipo de música? Y, you know, even the music that you're bringing out forth. Because sabemos que podemos impactar tu vida en cada momento de eso. We know that we can impact your life through all this stuff. So we're excited about this, and we know that God is doing something new. Sabemos que Él está haciendo algo nuevo en este momento. So si Angie nos quiere compartir, o Tina quieren compartir algo de su ministerio, the ministry, or what you're involved in, the network that Tina's been doing, cómo ella está conectando a la gente. Es muy importante saber que a unos nos tiene ministrando, a otros nos tiene networking, a otro nos tiene hablando de otras cosas, pero todos somos el mismo cuerpo. Wow, that we are the true body of Christ. We're the hands and the feet, whatever God needs us to be.
Yes,
so
absolutely. We need to unite.
Amen.
When one is down, we need for the others to surround them, lift them up, and you know what? It just might be that next week is your turn where we need to lift you up.
Yep.
So that's just life. We need to surround ourselves with people that are that have your back. Just like God's there, they need to praise him and unite together in him so that we all are together serving the same purpose.
That's right. I agree. It is a pleasure and a great privilege to have the liberty and the opportunity to be here with you, Tina. Thank you for granting us this opportunity. Es un placer verdadero y un gran privilegio de estar aquí, teniendo esta libertad aquí hablando con usted de la palabra de Dios, con nuestra hermana Tina, que nos ha dado ese gran privilegio. Quiero hablar un poquito de Grief Recovery to the World. Usted puede sintonizarme y puede verme en www.griefrecoverytotheworld.com. Es un programa internet, un radio de internet internacional bilingüe dedicado a hacer una ayuda para los que están pasando por pena, duelo y pesar. Simplemente también puede ser que está pasando por un desierto en sus vidas. GriefRecoveryToTheWorld.com is an international bilingual internet radio program that is dedicated to help the bereaved after the loss of a loved one, or maybe just simply going through a desert area in your life. We want to be of some sort of help to you. The only thing that we use is the Bible, the Word of God. And there are many stories in the Bible that it tells us that other people have gone through hard situations as well, and God has pulled them through, so He can do the same for you.
Amen. Gloria a Dios. Y acabamos de oír de Tina and Angie. We just heard a little bit about Angie and Tina and their ministries and what they're doing for the community and to outreach more than this area itself. And you know, I'm with Women of Destiny, impacting the generations, believing that we can go and impact somebody out there that is truly waiting for the love of Christ to come out forth. Estamos esperando impactar a las naciones, a las generaciones que se están muriendo en este momento y tocar esas vidas. So you can find us at www.womenofdestiny12.net. Ahí nos vas a encontrar o nos puedes ver en vivo en gemir.org or nos puedes ver en gemir.org o en el canal 50.4 Telerestauración. Ahí nos vas a ver. You can see us there at 50.4 Digital TV. Entonces, en este momento acabas de oír y podemos y me puedes encontrar ahí los martes de 8:30 to 9. You can see us there from 8:30 to 9 on that channel 50.4. And we're about to hear a song from Unción Tropical al Taller del Maestro.
Here on Cristo the Rock, 100.7 FM, Music with a Message.
Cristo the Rock and 100.7 FM, The Word.
La herramienta del Maestro.
Yeah.